New heading, Kindnesses and Courtesies. With people, little things are the big things. I once had a student come to me at the end of the semester and essentially say, after praising the class, "Dr. Covey, you are an expert in human relations, but you don't even know my name." He was right. I was chagrined, embarrassed, and properly chastened. I have to deal with my tendency to submerge myself in intellectual conceptualization, task orientation, and efficiency all of the time. You see, until relationships are strong and purposes are shared, efficiency is ineffective, particularly with insecure, high-maintenance people. Not so with things. Things have no feelings. People do. Even so-called big people, VIPs. Small courtesies and kindnesses, given consistently, yield huge dividends. This is the realm of EQ, emotional intelligence. On the other hand, people see through superficial, kind techniques and know that they are being manipulated. Genuine kindness, courtesy, and respect come from a deep character reservoir of SQ, spiritual intelligence, and even obviate the necessity for a lot of social niceties and ceremonial-type courtesies. Often when I speak to children at home or school, I tell them that if they will learn to use four expressions, which total only 10 words, if they will do it sincerely and consistently, they can pretty much get what they want in almost every case. One word, please. 2 words, thank you. 3 words, I love you. 4 words, how may I help? Adults are big children.